Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a special day here at WIP. It's the Eagles Radiothon, Hugh. You can text 53209, text Midday to 53209 to make your donation. Also, a ton of experiences as well. One of them, Hugh, as you go to the Eagles Radiothon website, is you can be at a home game this season, Eagles home game, photo taken with Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith
Skinny
on
Batman.
The bench. Yeah, you get two tickets to the game. It is a really awesome experience, a picture with Devontae Smith. And let's talk to that guy. Devontae Smith, just a week out from the start of the season, and obviously a big week here as people donate to the Eagles Radiothon. Devontae, how you doing today?
Devontae.
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Devontae, before we get started, I know on game day that you like to get dressed up. You get dressed to the nines. My question to you is this. What is your go-to dress shoe when you'd like to get dressed up?
I wouldn't say I have a go-to. It kind of depends on what we have going on for the day. I don't think I necessarily have a go-to.
So you don't have like a brand that you like to wear? Because I remember when I was, you know, back in the day, back when I played, we used to wear Maury's all the time, the Maury Big Blocks. So you don't have like a certain shoe brand that you like to wear when you like to get dressed up on Sunday?
Not really. Most of the time, my shoes, they're kind of custom sometimes, so I probably just rock some customs probably.
All right, let me ask this, Devontae, because we always see the fit when you arrive at the stadium. The Eagles will put out the photo. Do you plan those things way in advance, the outfit for the game, or is it like Monday you wake up and you think about the next Sunday, or do you kind of have it planned out for a while? How does that work?
It's kind of both. I have them already planned out, but I don't know necessarily what game I'm going to wear. So I kind of just wake up and be like, okay, today is kind of I'm feeling this.
All right, Devontae, we're looking forward to next week. I'm sure you guys are too. How are you feeling after training camp? It felt to us, just watching it, and we were out there practice, you know, quite a few times, Devontae, it was a different kind of training camp this year. How do you and the team feel coming out of training camp? A little bit more practice time on the field. Do you feel like you guys are ready for week one here?
Yeah, I think it went good. I think we're going to be ready. I feel like it was good this year, more game-simulated situations and things like that as far as, you know, drives, time being on the field and things like that. It was more game-like, so I feel like that was a good step, and it's helping us get ready for week one.
So Devontae, my question was this. Do you get antsy, like, when you don't play in preseason games? Or like, I guess the question would be, do you want to play in these preseason games to get going for the season?
Ultimately, that's not my decision. If they want us to go out there, I'm going to go. If they say no, then no. But I feel like with the work that we got during camp, we'll be ready. Just going out there, getting those 10-play drives and things like that at practice, I think that's setting us up to go in the right direction for the season.
Well, that direction starts next Friday night in Brazil against the Green Bay Packers. Devontae, have you ever played a game anywhere, you know, outside the country? I'm guessing not. I'm thinking the Eagles played in London, but that was before you were on the team here. What? Just the idea of a trip this long. Have you thought about what it's going to be like? If, you know, the preparation, how it might change the week for you on a trip that long and going that far away for a game?
I would say the biggest thing is probably the flight. I think once you get over the flight, I think you'll be all right.
You know what, Devontae, I know last year we had a chance to ask you what were some of your goals going into this season. So this year I'm asking the same thing. What are some of your goals going into this season? 1,000-yard season or like what, 12 touchdowns? How many touchdowns are we talking about this year?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Come on, man.
Well, then we'll set them for you. All right, let's go with 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. What do you think of that?
That sounds good.
I like that. Well, we have our fantasy draft tonight, Devontae. So if you do that, I'm going to pick you pretty high. So I'm going to count on those things.
See, that's what I'm trying to get the I'm trying to get the little fantasy football info because, you know, I'm probably going to have the first pick. I feel like I'm going to get the first pick tonight. So I'm thinking about taking you. So I'm trying to get a you know, I don't know you don't do fantasy football, nothing like that. But I'm just trying to get a feel for what your season's going to look like, man, because I'm about to take you first when I get this draft tonight.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, Devontae. Well, he's not giving away all the secrets, but you can tell us about this. Devontae, how does your comfortability feel in the new offense, right? It's been a full training camp with Kellen Moore here, and it seems like from everything we heard, Jalen Hurts had a great training camp throwing to you and throwing to AJ. How do you feel personally, your comfortability in the new offense and what they're asking you to do here?
I feel good about it. You know, just getting in it day in, day out, learning new things. The tendencies of what we're trying to do and things like that. And now it's going to only get easier from here. The game plan is going to shrink. You're not going to be, you know, running as many things as the season come on. So I feel like with the things that they put in during camp, it was kind of a lot, but that's what you expect when you're moving into a new offense. But now it's just only going to get easier.
Devontae, what's your first impression of Saquon Barkley? Hugh here is thinking about his first pick in fantasy. He might be one of the first picks. What's it been like practicing and playing with Saquon, who now joins you guys here and tries to, you know, have maybe his best season ever in the NFL? What's it been like with Saquon, and what kind of player is he?
It's been great. I tell him all the time, you know, it's amazing to watch him. You know, sometimes we're supposed to be out there blocking, but I'm out there watching him. I tell him all the time I want to enjoy the show, so... it's amazing just seeing him out there do the things that he do. Just the guy he is, the leader that he is, he's a guy that he's going to come in, he's going to demand it from everyone else because he demands it upon himself.
That he does. We're excited to watch him play. Last one for you, Devontae, and we appreciate you hopping on EaglesRadiothon.com. You can go bid right now, take a picture with Devontae on the sideline, and two tickets you'll get as well in the 100 level to a 2024 home game here with the Eagles this season. Devontae, college football starting this weekend. Alabama, new coach, Kalen DeBoer. Are they going to be in the playoff? What do we think with your alma mater this year?
Get with it or get rolled over.
I like that. Devontae, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season, and we'll be watching next week in Brazil. Thank you, Devontae.
Have a good one, man.
Thank you.
There he goes, Devontae Smith, EaglesRadiothon.com to hop in there and go bid. You can bid on the Devontae Smith experience, a picture with him on the sideline, and the pair of tickets, 100 level to the game. He wouldn't give you his numbers there, Hugh.
He never does, man, but, you know, I'm going to ask. Got to ask.
He didn't balk when I said 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But most of those guys, they kind of play it close to the vest. And I mean, rightfully so, because we are the media. You know, and you know, we got a little bit of love-hate situation, relationship going on.
Rat poison.
You had apologized to Castellanos, that maybe he would have given
you. No, I'm not going to do it. I got to stay true to who I am. Okay. And I'm not apologizing. I don't apologize. It's too late to apologize.
It's not too late.
It's too late.
This is where you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
It's not too late.
I'm not.
215-592-9494.
You're getting soft, Joe. Plant-based Joe.
I mean...
Plant-based. But you've kind of been plant-based.
Joe is plant-based. Yeah.
It don't hit the same.
It doesn't hit me. No. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm plant-based, and I'm willing to apologize.
Yeah.
Just because you've just become plant-based and you're uncomfortable in your skin, that's not
my fault. Uncomfortable. I'm not apologizing, though.
Well, maybe by 2 o'clock we'll get you to do it. All right, we'll keep the phone calls going here. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? He has been red hot now for 2 months. The batting average over 300, the slugging percentage over 500, the home run last night. Phillies beat the Astros, and really an impressive victory last night. I opened the show today by apologizing to Nick. I think it'd be good if we all did it, because as a fan base, we were super hard on this guy. And I said he stunk and did nothing well on a baseball field, and he's played really well since then. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Cassianos? And we have a pair of great prizes today. We have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Tonight is the draft, so you got to be able to make it. 5 p.m. Chickies at Pete's. We'll do a live draft. Hugh's trying to get tips from Devontae Smith for his draft tonight. And a pair of tickets, Eagles Watch Party, September 6th at the Link for the game against the Packers. We need the best Eagles chant we get today. That's going to win those prizes. All right, before we go any further, yesterday, the Eagles set the roster, Hugh Douglas. What'd you think? What was your biggest takeaway? I mean, mine was Bradberry is still here. That was the big name yesterday we focused on.
Yeah, that was the one, man. And it's funny because congratulations to him, because the first thing that I thought about for him, like, this roster still probably isn't etched in stone. They still got a little bit of time before, you know, they get ready to Brazil. But I was happy for him because he gets that vested season as a football player. Like, no matter what happens, he gets a full credit for a year of football. And if everybody knows, well, most people know that as a football player, that's what you want, that accrued season. And he gets one more, so that's good. I'm happy for him on that, from that aspect.
Yeah, I'm not shocked he's still here because they're thin at safety. But if you asked me a month ago, I would have said probably not. But he does make the team. The other thing that stood out to me, and we'll hear Howie's thoughts on this in a second, Hugh, they're young. So when you look at their roster and you just start adding up all the ages of the players, and then you look at it compared to the rest of the league, they have the sixth youngest roster in the NFL. This is the youngest the Eagles have been in a while. Their average age is 25.6. It is a young football team. And with young teams, you know, different things could happen, right? They could pop and they could be great.
Mm-hmm.
There also could be some ups and downs. Howie yesterday spoke on this. Howie Roseman spoke after the Eagles finalized their roster at 4 o'clock. Here's Howie on the team being younger than it typically is.
Howie, it's a much younger team than last year. How much of a priority was getting younger, getting faster, younger guys stay healthy, all that part of the equation?
I think I probably look at it more so because of how top-heavy we are from a contract perspective. We have a lot of good players making well-deserved money, that we have to have the bottom of our roster as much on rookie deals as possible. And we've been fortunate that even though that we've paid these guys, that we have had some picks. And at the same time, they got to prove it. You know, nobody's on scholarship here. So it's well-deserved that those guys have had the opportunity to make this team. And I think it is important as you build your roster to compete for championships that you have a growing young core that you can build with, along with the guys that you're paying.
Well, it is. It also is a reality. They're younger here. All right, Hugh, first look at the 53-man roster. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you confident as you look at this thing, and it's going to change, right? We can all be real about this. They're going to probably cut another guy or add another guy. They have the practice squad. But it's the first look at the 53. Are you confident they are a better roster than last year?
I am. And the reason why I say this is that they're better offensively. I think that they've grown offensively. I think that they have better minds that are going to put these players in position to be successful. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. I think back to my first year here in Philadelphia. We had a pretty good dynamic defense. We just didn't have any direction. And when Jim Johnson came, he gave us direction. He put us in position to be successful. That's why I'm really bullish on the coordinators that we have. Last year, we had a bunch of coordinators that were new at what they were doing, and they failed. Let's just call it what it is. Not saying that that's who they are as individuals. They'll grow from these mistakes that they made. Coach Sirianni will grow from the mistakes that he made. But I think that we have a seasoned group now, and it's going to be better. Eerily similar to my first year here. Dana Bible was our offensive coordinator. Don't know. That was his first year. I was about to say don't know who the hell he was, but that was his first year in the NFL. And his offense was garbage. And I remember Ray Rose used to tell us, we used to be in practice, and they couldn't pick up the blitz. And I remember Ray coming into the huddle and telling us, hey, man, stop blitzing because this mofo can't pick it up. So just let them get his stuff going, and we'll just figure it out from there. I remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday. And it was just vanilla blitzes, but they couldn't pick them up. So, yeah, this is a much more competent coaching group.
So I agree with you on that. They've been more competent coach group. I mean, that could lead to better results. But is the roster better? I look at the roster, and I'm not fully confident this is a much better roster than last year. I'm not.
It's a much younger roster.
It's younger. And
it's an unproven roster.
Yes. And they're certainly better in some areas. I think you look at the defensive backfield, there's more talent here this year than there was last year. That's pretty obvious. They're better. I think they're going to be better at linebacker because they're just there's more guys there I think have a chance to be solid or better at linebacker between White and Bond and the two young guys that we're hoping are going to be something with Dean and Trotter. And last year, Trotter was in college and Dean was hurt at this point of the season. So I think there's something more there at linebacker and defensive back. But I don't think they're more talented on the offensive line now than they were last year. I have major questions about the pass rush. I know the coaching will be better, but I am not confident the football team, like the players, the 53 players, are much better than they were when they came out of camp last year. It feels similar to me.
I think they're going to have an opportunity to. And I think that, again, I'm basing all of this on the fact that I believe that this team, the way that they start out, is not going to be the way that they finish. And I wholeheartedly believe that. You have a lot of young guys on here, and the first time that we see this defense, they might look atrocious. They might look small, and they might get beat up a little bit. But I still think that they have an opportunity to win, but they're going to grow as the season grows, and they're going to get better. And as long as – to me, I will equate them to what I think the Phillies are doing right now. You know, they had a they started out pretty good. They had a little bit of a lull, and now they're surging. This team is going to probably start out a little slow because you got a lot of moving parts out there defensively. Mm. And they're going to get better as the weeks progress. But until that happens, again, this offense has to carry today.
Yeah, they do. It's a good roster. It's probably one of the better rosters across the NFL if you just look at the ones that were finalized yesterday. But, Kyle, I see some holes. I mean, the offensive line is thin. They don't have a backup center. And boy, that pass rush, every time I look at it, there's just a big Hassan Reddick-sized hole that's not been filled in my eye.
Yeah. He ain't at work.
So But there's no one here that's at work either.
Right. Yeah, so like I think obviously the roster has potential to be better than it was last year, but if you ask me if I'm confident that it is right now, I don't know, man. Like looking at the 53... And hearing, you know, Baldy talk yesterday about concerned about where the pass rush is going to come from, the offensive line depth looking pretty thin. Like, those are pretty huge spots on the roster. And it would make me feel so much better if we did not let Hassan Reddick go. Like, if I knew that we had 10 sacks, like, pretty much guaranteed from the edge, which I can't guarantee that we're going to have that. I would feel so much better about the pass rush and just about the rest of the defense as a whole. But like, if you ask me right now, am I confident looking at the roster that it's better than last year's? I would say no. I agree that the coaching is definitely going to be better than last year. But just looking up and down the 53, like, I'm not 100% sold that this roster is definitively better than last year's.
Can we hear from Baldy? Baldy yesterday talking about that pass rush.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now it is a significant concern. This was Baldy yesterday morning.
How concerned are you about the pass rush this season? The Eagles' pass rush getting home?
I'm concerned. That's my biggest concern on the whole team is what their defensive line. They have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from. Brandon Graham said the guy's going to go down as a all-timer Philadelphia Eagle. I don't know what he has left. I mean, I don't know what he has. I don't know if he knows. Mm. But you tell me what you're excited about. We have not seen anything from Jordan Davis in 2 years. Are we going to see a different Jordan Davis this year? Because I don't know. I mean, I want to see him stay on the field five plays. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either. I mean, Baldy's hitting it there. The Eagles have potential up front on defense, but boy, they're young. Their youth stands out to me. Their offensive line depth stands out. Those are the things that hit me yesterday. 215-592-9494. Are you confident this year's Eagles roster is better than last year's? We'll take your phone calls there. And, of course, Nick Castellanos. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos as he is red hot for 2 months? I put myself out there. I apologize. I'm waiting on Hugh to do the same.
Mm-mm.
And we're not getting there yet for some reason.
Not going to do it.
Are you at least considering it? That's
not
a shame.
Even.
That is a shame. Best Eagles chant we hear today wins a pair of prizes. Spot in the Fantasy League. We're due our draft tonight live at Chickie's Pizza at 5 o'clock. And we have a great giveaway with the pair of tickets, the Eagles watch party at the Link next Friday night. All right, let's give Will a chance to really pat himself on the back because he has never wavered in his support of Nick Castellanos. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's up,
Will?
Man?
Oh, man, listen, I told you, and like I said, with the rest of the team, and you know what? We're going to play that bum tonight, right? And you know what? This bum is going to rise to the occasion because, like I said, once that energy resonates through the whole team, we're going to be clicking, man. And the boy, he's going to have Walker. He's going to have a good night tonight. I guarantee you.
Oh, that's a big guarantee, Will. That's a big guarantee.
Yeah, especially when you're calling him a bum. That resonates. Calling somebody a bum
that
resonates.
Bum, he's going to be
nothing
really good
tonight. Nothing gets me more motivated than be calling
now.
A bum.
Hold up now. You said sometimes words that hurt can motivate you.
Yeah, you're,
I did. I'm trying to motivate you.
I got you.
But no, seriously, all jokes aside, I think you're going to have a good night, man, because like it's starting to turn around for us now, man. And I've been feeling it. I've been seeing it. And like I said, these next 2 months, we're going to heat up real hot, man. And like I said, the main key is, and now they are back focused on what we came here for. They're focusing on that World Series now. All that letting teams slide and all that is over with. See, a lot of people think that Taiwan is going to have a bad game tonight. No, he's not. Because you know why? Just like with Castellanos, you got to work to improve your game. You got to work to understand, like, your team depends on you. And now these players are starting to bind back together. They depending on each other, and they holding each other accountable.
Well, that's the whole idea. And look, your guy Castellanos has done a nice job here for 2 months. He deserves our apologies today. Will, give us an Eagles chant. You ready?
Right, I'm going to give you one. I'm so tired. But, all right, here we go. D-E-R-R-I-C-K Henry!
That was the chance to get you in the fantasy league, and you just totally dropped the ball.
Oh, hold on. All right,
you didn't take it seriously.
It's too late, dog.
All right. This is for our Eagles. We're going to come through this season. The Phillies going to set the trend. The Eagles going to lead the rest of the way. And then the Sixers going to come. But guess what? Everybody's going to run. Because we got Saquon. We got Hurts. We got the whole entire Eagles team in Philadelphia backing them. So guess what? Guess who's coming for you? Welcome to the Terror Dome. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles.
Yeah, he don't.
Will, appreciate it, but that
he didn't even cap it with the Eagles. That's the biggest part.
You gotta finish strong there.
Yeah, he didn't. He don't want to be in it, man.
Look, let me just set the two bars here, okay? We have the one of our favorite ones.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Eagles!
And then maybe the worst we've ever heard.
I like how
that was Chuck, right?
Yeah, he powered through that thing, though.
You'd be amazed at how many of these over the years, the spelling is just off. It's remarkable.
It's not a difficult word to spell.
Wait, it's also
but it's you're in the moment.
It's passion,
and you don't want to
yeah.
start.
Know,
you don't
yeah.
want to start over. If you screw it up, you just got to power through.
But it's
man.
A word we see all the time. All the time, and you hear it all the time.
But you know, when you ask somebody, when you put somebody on the spot like that, man, sometimes you just come up short. You come up short
on
and short.
Eagles?
Yes.
Well, you know what? In fairness, maybe it's a matter of like when you're in the crowd, you're relying on everyone else to carry you through the spelling.
Like you forget the you're L's like... coming and then, oh yeah, L. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's part of it. 215-592.
And then alcohol is always involved, usually when you're doing the chant.
So you think spelling gets better after
Ooh,
some drinks?
It gets worse.
It does. All right, 215-592-9494. You could bid EaglesRadiothon.com. That's how you could place your order for a $30 shirt. The Kylie Kelce, Jason Kelce t-shirt is there. You could also bid on a variety of different events, including your photo on the field with Devontae Smith and a pair of tickets to a game coming up this season. And we have the midday show events. You could come in here and be part of a show for a day, sit in with us. We can come to you. And, of course, you could also be video games with Hugh Douglas.
Yes. I was going to just say that. Gaming with Eagles legend Hugh Douglas, that would be me, here at the studio. Now, I don't know which game we're going to play. I was told that there's probably going to be some stipulations as far as the type of games that we play. But I don't see anything wrong with playing Mario Kart. We got some big screen TVs around here. As a matter of fact, one time, I don't know if I could have got it in my truck. I thought about borrowing one of the TVs.
What do you mean borrowing?
I mean, just, you know, because they got a big, they got like a big screen that you can roll around.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Is there a sign-up sheet here to borrow that? Or?
I don't know. I didn't know who to ask. But it's a big screen, and you can roll it around. It's like a monitor. It's not even a TV. It's a monitor. Mm. Those are the best things to play on. So, you know, I was thinking about using that, but I was like, where I'm at right now, it's a little bit too small, and I didn't know if I could put it on the back of my truck
right.
by myself. And, you know, like when you're doing stuff that you probably ain't got no business doing, you usually want to do it by yourself. So that way there's no witnesses. So, that idea was out. But the bottom line is we get to play video games at the office. Get to play video games. Video game of your choice. Can't be anything too crazy, but, you know, just have some fun. And then we got all the tasty cakes you can eat.
Oh, it's a great place. Yeah. I suggest you play Madden and cook Hugh and Madden.
Yeah, I don't play Madden, though.
That's why someone would cook
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they would definitely
Plus, then
cook
they could
me.
Tell everyone, I played Hugh Douglas and Madden and I beat
him. And beat the brakes off of him, yeah, because they would definitely do that.
Yeah, and then we'll wonder if you still say defense to luxury after they put 70 on here. 215-592-9494. EaglesRadiothon.com. Are coming up, your phone calls here. The best Eagles chant we get today. And candidly, it's wide open. The first couple we got today leave a lot
and
to be desired.
They just were unserious.
I mean, seriously.
It's time to get serious.
I mean, if you want in this league and a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party September 6th against the Packers, you got to give us a significant Eagles chant. All right? Also, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? And we'll get to more audio from Howie yesterday on one of the biggest names we were monitoring on Cutdown Day. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.